නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. First tonight, before I go to the topic, I would like to talk about the practice from now until first jhana for the beginners. What you need to do. It is always good to have a teacher beside you, and always learn from a teacher who knows how to teach you, practice systematically. That is always good. But sometimes, not everybody can avail themselves of such opportunity. So, that's why at least you know the basic things from the beginning of Anapanasati to first jhana attainment of Anapanasati. It is always good to have a teacher beside you and always learn from a teacher who knows how to teach you, practice systematically. That is always good. But sometimes, not everybody can avail themselves of such opportunity. So that's why at least you know the basic things from the beginning of Anapanasati to first jhana attainment of Anapanasati. First, you have to understand the principle for the arising, the basic principle for the arising of concentration. For samatha, you need to practice to develop your samadhi, mind, and sati, mindfulness and concentration. In order to be able to practice vipassana, the actual vipassana training, which requires very substantial concentration level. So, you need to understand how to get into samatha and not to mix up with the vipassana instruction. If you apply wrongly, you mix up samatha and vipassana, you will end up neither here nor there. So it is important to know properly. So we have our mind power. You see, the mind is very powerful. It can switch from seeing to hearing to smelling to tasting to touching to knowing. Six sense doors: eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Very fast. This kind of ability we already have that enable us to live a normal life, ordinary life. But there's another type of mind potential which is deeply hidden. Deeply hidden. Which the Buddha teaches us to unveil such potential, to bring it up through samatha practice. This is the power of in-depth power, deep, not floating on the surface. The power of floating on the surface we already have. We need the power to go deep. And how? This is to train our mind to do something which we are very, most people, common men, are not used to, which is to switch off, to block off 5 sense doors, focus on only 1 sense door. Only 1 sense door, continuously, repeatedly. And then you will discover another side of the mind, another potential of the mind, which is greatly enhanced by one, particularly, then by many conditions, particularly by one kind of condition. We say asevana pachayo, repetition condition. Because we repeatedly focus on one single door instead of 5, 6 sense door, only one door. And once you successfully train your mind to do that, the repetition condition produces its marvelous power, which is the power of concentration. Now, which 5 doors we should close and which one door we should focus? There are a few types of thought process. Scientifically, according to Abhidhamma, which you can experience yourself. Huh? I know many people look down on Abhidhamma nowadays. Please do not do that, because this is the science of the mind. If you look down, people who look down on this science of the mind, it is a very sad thing for them. This is a science that every one of us have a chance to experiment, to prove, to verify by direct experience. So, should not say anything before you know. Because once you say wrongly, it becomes the mandaraya, a hindrance of the Dhamma, which many people are committing every day nowadays. Avoid. Do not say something that you do not know. Do not comment. Do not criticize about Abhidhamma. This is the science of the mind. As clear as gravity, which you can verify. So, such something that we can verify by direct experience, why criticize? Just wait and experiment and prove it. Why criticize something that can be proven? Why speculate about something that can be proven? What can be proven? Just prove. Just work hard to prove it. You no need to believe. Abhidhamma is not for believing. It is for proving and for verification. This is the wonders of the Buddha's teaching. When you first come in, you always believe in something. The more you practice, the less you believe, the more you know. That is a true way of learning, following the path shown by the Buddha. First you come in, you believe a lot of things. But the more you practice, the less you believe, the more you know. Because the knowing is replacing believing. The belief about rebirth, about cause and effect, about Nibbana. Slowly, you will know that these are not for believing, these are for knowing. The Buddha did not teach us for us to believe. The Buddha teaches for us to realize by direct experience to benefit so that we can be free from suffering and free from the causes of suffering, of course. Okay, so we come back to the question. Which 5 sense doors we should close and which 1 sense door we should open and focus on it. If you know Abhidhamma, you know when there's an idle thought process, the idle thought process cannot stand alone. It will definitely be supported by my thought process in order for us to know what we see. Without the mind or thought process, you cannot know what you see. You can see, but you don't know. You don't know what you see. But because of the mind or thought process, we are able to know what we see. So, for mind or thought process, this is Panchadwara Vidhi. Five sense door. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. For these five sense doors, they are always supported by mind or thought process. So they doesn't stand alone. So the thought process keep changing. When the thought process keep changing, the karmic creating consciousness, we call it Javana, the consciousness that create the karma, the maximum in the flow is seven. Seven Javana in the flow. You can know this by your direct meditation experience in Vipassana. So, and then it has to go into the kind of life continuum, we say Bhavanga. Okay, never mind, put it aside. The consciousness that sustains our life when we are in deep sleep, so that we don't die. So that kind of consciousness we call Bhavanga. They are resultant consciousness, Vipaka. They are very faint, not so strong. Because they are resultant, they are not karmic creating. Then after that, the mind or thought process have to arise again. Starting from the various mind or averting, etc. And the Javana. Again, maximum is seven Javana. The karmic creating consciousness is seven. So when you see like that, it keeps changing. No matter how powerful your mind is, you can only have seven Javana in the flow. So the repetition condition, asevana pachayo, cannot be very powerful. Because seven in the flow, only the similar type, they strengthen each other. When they change into another type of consciousness, it doesn't have such a reinforcing power. So the similar consciousness reinforce one after another. So maximum is seven times. So the potential of the mind cannot be perfect and full. Now there is one kind of thought process can be different, which is mind or thought process. You see, mind or thought process also is involved in the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body process, because behind those process you have the mind or thought process. But there is a kind of mind or thought process which stands alone, which is only the mind or thought process. So this process stands alone. It can be by itself without changing to another type of thought process. And this is the how the wonders beginning to happen. When you enter jhana, the javana can be billions of javana, uncountable javana in one sitting. In 1 hour of jhana experience, you have billions and billions and trillions uncountable javana in an unbroken flow. Because of a trillions of, you see, in other thought process or maximum seven, now you suddenly come up and now have trillions, or I don't know what is the biggest figure. It is uncountable thought process, consciousness, similar consciousness, reinforcing one after another for trillions and trillions of times, or at whatever biggest figure you can choose. Then the asevana pachayo, the reinforcing power, become incredible. That's only for 1 hour. If you have 7 days concentration, that is unbelievable. And there are other types of mind power. We are now talking about one kind of mind potential only. When you practice further, there are other types of mind potential. For example, people who practice psychic, they have to uncover another type of mind potential. Okay, now. So, the mind or thought process is the key. So now, when you practice Anapanasati, you are switching. At the beginning, we still use the body door, thought process. Because you have to, through the touching, we know the breath. But very wonderful thing is the breath. The breath is a very wonderful object in the body, which is not shared by other objects. It can transform. It can from the change to no change, little change to no change to nimitta, and then until you get a very static conceptual object, which is the nimitta. And from there, because of the object not changing, the thought process also need not change. It can come in a long flow. Once it become in a long flow, then the wonderful mind potential become uncovered. This kind of mind potential can be developed. Then this has a big significance to the way how we should meditate. If you understand these signs, then you can know why we want to meditate in this way, why we want to meditate in that way. Everything is so scientific, precisely. So now, when you practice this, you know why we cannot rely on breath to enter jhana. You need to switch to nimitta. Because the breath is changing. When there's a change, you need to have go through different thought process. The thought process must change. In order to know the in-breath and in order to know the out-breath and differences in the breath. When the object is changing, the thought process must change. But nimitta is different. Nimitta is stable. When a mature nimitta, patibhaga nimitta, it is stable, static. So then the mind can go in a single flow. This is the science of it. So if you know this, you will know how to practice. So now, from the beginning, you know your mind start by taking a changing object, in-breath and out-breath. But you also know that eventually, if you want to develop the jhana potential of the mind, you need to incline the mind, eventually accept the change, slowly get more subtle until it becomes nimitta and static. You need to know. Then you know how the change is going to happen. So that you don't do something that disrupts this process. What are the things that will disrupt this process? When we try to pay attention to changing object. When you try to pay attention to changing object, you know there's no way you can get jhana. No way. Even win kasina. There's one kind of meditation, you take the wind. Wind is changing, right? But before we enter jhana for wind kasina, the change will stop. The wind will get frozen. But frozen wind, is it wind? It is a wind element. It is not wind in the normal sense. So, that is the rule. For all deeper concentration, if you want the repetition condition to work in your life, your mind, this must happen. So this is the thing. So now when you practice, you start by in-breath and out-breath and subtle breath, and slowly you focus and try not to be deviated, go into other senses. If you pay attention to pain, pay attention to this and that, then how can you come to this process? No. So the instruction is very, very simple but very, very powerful. Focus here only. Ignore all other things outside this area, this context. Even though the breath is in and out, is changing. But if you focus, the reason they take the change is easier to arouse mindfulness. But when you focus on one static area, eventually you'll notice this migrated breath. It will become more and more subtle and gentle until almost static. That is very important process. And if you be patient, it become almost like air, like breath, or like static air, a lump of air here. No problem. Continue to focus. As long as you got a focusing point, don't go for sensation. Because sensation, you can see changes. But if you pay attention to your air and breath, that is neutral. No? And it will become more and more unchanged, more and more static, and eventually light appear. So if the light appear, people, oh, they are greedy over it, they want to chase away. Don't chase. Because if you chase, it is changing object. Changing object cannot give you good concentration, deep concentration. Cannot. So don't go for anything outside this area. Very simple. Whether it's a wandering thoughts or any sensation or painful feeling or numb feeling, learn to ignore. Of course, this is tough because throughout the beginningless past, we have allowed our mind to run about the six sense doors unstoppable. And now we want to train our mind to develop the potential of the mind by closing the five sense doors and the one open one sense doors. Of course, it is not easy. But it can be done. There are skillful ways to do it. Not possible. If you know how to do it, it can be done. Achievable. So, try. So, develop the right attitude that do not be distracted by anything outside this area, outside this air. Here, here, here or here. Or maybe a bit larger or smaller, no problem. But do not let your attention roam about inside and outside and sound. No. Sound also, when sound are changing, how to develop concentration? You can, but not very deep. Because it is the science of the mind, which already decided that changing object cannot have the power of asevana pachayo. Cannot have very powerful, small, little power, yes, not deep power. So, after knowing the science of the mind, understand why it is so important not to be distracted by many objects, only one single object. That is why for the Buddha Nusati, you cannot enter jhana, for no matter how hard you practice Buddha Nusati. It is very good practice, recollection of the Buddha's virtues, but it's impossible to enter jhana with that practice, because that practice is not meant for jhana. That practice is meant for faith, the power of faith, but not the power of jhana. So when you change object, arahang, sama sambuddho, vijaya jarna sampanno, you cannot enter jhana. This is natural law. Not that we don't like it, but this is natural law. So similarly, you must not allow your mind to be distracted by a lot of changes. No, only here. The least changes is the best. So when the nimitta is not stable, the light is not stable, here and there, this is not nimitta. Only here it is nimitta. For anapanasati, we are not talking about other practice, we are talking about anapanasati only. Other practice got other type of nimitta. But this anapanasati, nimitta must be here, superimposed with this place, or maybe larger. It's okay to be large, can be big, but it must be superimposed with this. Large or small depends on our sanya, our perception. But it should be superimposed here. So all the time focus here. Two possibilities. One, breathing before you concentration develop, the breath. Second, still here, if there is a nimitta, the light, superimposed, mixed with your breath. And now, at the beginning stage of the nimitta, it is always unstable. Rarely we find people, once again nimitta, immediately stable. Rarely. Mostly unstable. Sometimes like smoke, then slowly like the white clouds, color or the white cloth, or white tissue, big or small, never mind, sometimes like the sun. Or, then slowly it becomes shining, translucent. Then it becomes like the sun or moon or anything, bright light, shining. So three types of nimitta. Parikama nimitta, the vague one. But ugaha nimitta, the color one, usually white. 99% we get white from yogis, but some got a different color. Because of a sanya also. It doesn't matter about color or shape, as long as it is there. Then the third one, when it becomes shining and translucent, we call patibhaga nimitta. That is the nimitta ready for jhana attainment. It should come. If you got good concentration on the breath, sure come. It is impossible not to come. There's no such thing as I've never heard any of the yogis say, oh, they have good concentration and they don't get nimitta. Not possible. If they practice anapanasati. Other practice we don't say. We are not commenting on other practice. We are talking about anapanasati as taught by the Buddha in Mahasatipatthana Sutta only. This is Kaya Nupasana, Satipatthana, the first chapter. So, you practice. Pay attention to this. Now, only here, two possibilities, breath or stable nimitta. If the nimitta is not stable, then don't pay attention. If you pay attention to unstable object, what will happen? Again, the change will make the mind more changeable. When the mind more changeable, the object is more unstable. The more object more unstable, the mind more changeable. Then the changeable mind, it will not have the power of repetition condition. Asevana pachayo will not be powerful. So your concentration difficult to develop. So the concentration develops because of this repetition. So people who always like to enjoy a lot of sensual pleasures, changing food, changing thing, if you carry forward such an attitude into the practice and looking for changing things, then that's how practice becomes very difficult. People like in India or Sri Lanka, people eat the food, every day the same food, same type of cooking. They are not innovative like Chinese. Chinese are very innovative for food. But the Indian, every day dal, rice. And because of that, their mind, if you give them the same object, okay, they're happy. They're easy to get concentration, I suppose. So, but if they every day eat the same food, they get boring, they say, why not change? That mind also same. That mind also looking for change. Because people believe changing is happiness. But the Brahma mind, they are very still and happier. So now we are on the journey to develop the Brahma power. Because the jhana is a Brahma mind. It's not ordinary mind. That's why we call Uttari Manusa Dhamma. Uttari Manusa Dhamma, superhuman consciousness. Superhuman faith. The power of the mind. So if you want to go hold on and grasp to the human attitude, then how to develop the Brahma mind? The Brahma mind is very powerful. Not to be Brahma. We want the Brahma mind to help us to do Vipassana only. So please. Only two things. Very simple. From now until jhana, only two things. Other things are all irrelevant. Very simple meditation instruction. Only the breath or stable nimitta. Okay, when is the nimitta stable? Usually it is better if the nimitta appear here, unify with your breath. Still focus on the breath. Don't look at the nimitta yet. Because usually it is not mature for beginning. For most people, bodhisattva aside, normal people. So usually not so easy. So wait at least half an hour or 15 minutes. But this is not fixed rule. Everyone different. So sometimes you find, okay, you feel stable already. Okay, you can just pay attention to the nimitta for a while and see what happens. If you pay attention to the nimitta, it becomes brighter, stable. It becomes same, stable. But if it becomes weaker or changing, flickering, it is not stable. Why it become brighter is stable? Because this is nature. When you focus on something, it becomes strengthened. So it becomes strengthened, it is stable. But if it becomes weakened, it is not stable. So very simple. Same or brighter, okay. Weaker, flickering, not okay. Then quickly focus on your breath until you feel very stable and you can try again. So you know what is stable, Nimitta? You know, huh? If you focus on it, you just have a glimpse. Okay, it become brighter or same, stable. If it become weaker or changing or flickering, not stable. Okay, remember this. So until a point, if you focus on the Patibhaga Nimitta, translucent. Usually we start only focusing on Nimitta, only on Ugaha onwards. But some people, they only Parikama, but better don't touch Parikama. If it is weak, don't. Usually not. Usually not suitable. So only when it becomes like white, bright, okay, it is okay. Then it is translucent, usually okay. Patibhaga Nimitta, usually okay. But sometimes people, Patibhaga Nimitta, also not okay because they are too energetic. Because of the energy, it becomes very shining, but still not stable. So because pushing too much. So if you are relaxed and you become bright, that is usually very stable. Relaxed and bright, usually stable. So you focus breath until it becomes stable Nimitta, switch to stable Nimitta, and let it be natural. Don't try to control. Just stay there. Happily, softly, let your mind stay there. Don't try to force the concentration to come out. Just let your asewanapachayo, repetition condition works for you. You don't need to force a concentration to arise. Let the repetition condition works for you, serve you. By repetition, then up to a point, the subject and object, the mind, observing mind, and the nimitta, subjectively we feel like that. It's like merging. It's like take a stone, throw into the water, or maybe like something like entering into a cave, whatever, you know, it's merging like, you cannot separate. Mind is a nimitta, as if like that. You feel like that. Usually that is a wonderful experience. Whether jhana or not confirmed yet. You want to know whether it's jhana or not, then there is a practice to see the jhana factors. Okay? This put aside. Huh? Usually this you leave it to your teacher, when your teacher help you. So what you should do, just keep entering again and again. And some people, because they work so hard, they practice so proficiently, the moment they close their eyes, they sit down, Nimitta is here. So there's no need to go to the breath. Straight away, zoom in, enter. And some can even be so strong with eyes open, Nimitta is here. That is also possible. Also good. Okay? So the instruction is finished. Simple. Only two things. Breath or Nimitta, or stable Nimitta. Nothing else. So don't try to be smart. I want to do this. I want to know a lot of Bande. Is there any more instruction, secret instruction? Some people, they want to memorize a lot of instruction from us. No need. A lot of instruction are meant for people who have a lot of problems. Simple instruction is the most powerful instruction. Only here, nothing else. Only here. Anything that good or bad that distract your attention outside this area, tell yourself, this is your mara. This is not helpful to your practice. Come back here. Okay? And you do this, I assure you, you cannot go crazy. This is a promise. If you do simple thing like that, making right effort, no way to get crazy. No way, not possible. Crazy is only when you apply the wrong effort only. If you are greedy, you can go crazy. This practice is for pure mind, purity. You have to put in the pure input. There's no impure input. You have to work on the pure input. Okay? Okay, now. So now the practice until jhana, is first jhana, is very clear to you. It's only the breath or the stable nimitta. Until unification with the nimitta, at least subjectively you feel like that. Huh? We are not talking about the science. We are talking about your subjective experience. Is a unification of the mind and the object. And then for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and then go to your teacher. Go to a teacher who can guide you how to analyze, how to see, and the jhana factors, and then move on, how to discard jhana factors to move the second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. So please do not be distracted by any object outside breath or nimitta, stable nimitta, and do not be distracted outside here. No matter what, whether it is the Buddha coming, or the ghost coming, or Mara coming, it's irrelevant. Even if the Buddha coming, Bodhisattva coming, don't go and hug the Buddha. Pay attention here. Yes, sometimes wonderful experience come to us, especially before you enter jhana. Sometimes, yes, great being come to you or whatever. Don't pay attention. Sorry. Tell them, please wait. I have no time for you. Pay attention here. You must have this kind of stability of mind. If you are greedy, oh, I'm enlightened, the Buddha come to welcome me, you can go crazy. How do you know that's a real Buddha? You cannot know. You have no ability to differentiate real Buddha and not real Buddha. So better don't. Anapana, your breath or your nimitta is better than the Buddha appearing to you. No. Even you really feel it. Oh, I got a shower from the Bodhisattva or from the Buddha. Forget it. Your breath is more important. Please, huh? You can go wrong if you feel, oh, sometimes this being, or real or not real or whatever, give you so real experience, oh, I shower all over, so light, so you're like living in the heaven, you know, like floating. Still, your breath is more important. The Buddha come to you, Bodhisattva come to you, the Deva come to you. Don't pay attention. Your breath is safer, it's more important. You must have this attitude. If not, then if you go wrong, it's not our fault. It's your fault. So only here. Anapana only here. Enough, huh? Any question? Ah, yes, yes. When we say yes, thank you for the reminder. Focusing. When we say focus, doesn't mean you have to press on it. You just pay attention, you know it only. And how to know it continuously? You will know yourself. If you are happy, you feel good about it, and you like it, and you love it, you respect it, you will stay focused continuously. Remember, it's a continuity that counts. So don't force, don't push on it. Just know continuously. And if you have interest and you are attracted to it, that's the best. If you force, you know what has happened when you force? Okay, now you look at it, I'm holding this one. Stable, right? Very stable, my hand. But if I force, what happened? Yeah. The energy bounce back. So if you force on it, the energy bounce back. Then you feel very exhausted, this meditation. It's just like people who jump into swimming. You know how to swim? When you swim, like struggling, so exhausted, very soon you sink. But if you swim, floating, enjoy yourself, and you float, you won't sink. So people who know swimming, they know this art. So similarly, you pay attention, happily, be happiness, don't force. Okay? The breath. Object, to anapanasati, the object is the breath, it's not the sensation. Yeah. Of course, it's through the sensation we know the breath. But for example, you touch this cup. You know the cup, right? You can feel the cup. You can feel your hand. Yeah. No, it's different. You pay attention to the maybe just 1 millimeter above the skin. The air. Yeah, like that. Understand? Because of the contact, we know the breath. But we don't pay attention to the contact. We pay attention to the breath. Understand? Without the contact, you won't know the breath. But you pay attention to the contact and not and to the breath and not the contact. Understand? No need to think so much. You just feel the breath. After some time, you get it. If you think too much, people who reason a lot, the more they reason, the more they cannot get it. Better just pay that breath is just breath. Here. Okay. That's it. That's it. Yes. If you analyze this simple thing, it doesn't require analysis. If you analyze on what is simple thing, then it's very difficult. This one is, sometimes you cannot get your breath, what to do? See, well, don't worry. You cannot get your breath, you just let go, do nothing, and then the breath will come to you. But if you search for the breath, you usually don't get. Because sometimes you got wrong focusing. You search for the breath, your mind is like rushing in front. And sometimes you are focusing, here, where got breath? You cannot feel any breath. So you say no breath. But how can, you know? Only a dead person no breath, or Brahma no breath, or the fourth jhana no breath. All other things, all other person got breath. So you pay attention here. Focus. So you let go, then the breath comes to you. So don't chase after the breath. Let the breath come to you. That's a more smarter way. Okay? Very simple. Don't try to make it complicated. Very simple only for Anapanasati.